Okay. Let's now go back to the Ramban that asks on the Rambam, that he says if the makor for the Rambam is the Moma Metzia, why isn't anyone, if the Rambam is serious about it, why doesn't anyone actually count the base Chayehim as a mitzvah? Okay, that's what Ramban asks. There's no one counts, and that's the Moma Metzia on Laman Rebeis, and base Chayehim is Liman Umnis, which we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem. Okay? And that's what the Ramban is going on. Okay? But, you know, even before you get to the Rambam is very strange and very selective, because he doesn't quote the beginning of the Bava Metzia. He just quotes Bika Chaylim, and he quotes the Drosha, but not at the beginning. For Hodata Lametzaderech is the Gemara says Beis Chayim. The Rambam doesn't quote that. He doesn't quote that Bechal. He says Mibnei Shnismochim B'tod Hazos Monu B'chlau Mitzis Aseh B'kocholim Nikom Aveilim U'kfiyas Meisim בגלל הדרש הנזכר ביאמר ישאל ועודת להם איזה דרך ייחו בו בסמאס שיעשו ואומרום וזה איזה דרך זוג מילס חסודם ייחו זה ביקחולים בו זו כפוס מייסים בסמאס אלו הדינים השיעשו זו לפני מישהו איזה דין וחישבו שכל פעולה הוא פעולה מן הפעולה סלולו מיץ לפני עצמו ולא יודו שכל פעולה סלולו בדימיהם נכנוס לתחס מצווה אחס מכלל מצווה עשה מכלל המצווה הקסובויס מכלל המצווה הקסובויס בתירו בבייל והוא אומר ישאל ואף תלך כמוב So the truth is The Rav himself could have asked the question, if the Makor from the Baal Halacha is Gedolus, is the Gemara Metzia, so why doesn't he quote Beis Chayim? So the emphasis is, we don't know that the Rav learns like Rashi in Bava Metzia, because there is a day that Talmud Torah and a lot of different approaches to Beis Chayim. So, you know, the Kasha basically is, you know, the Ramban assumes that it means umnis, and he asks the Kasha, because he learns like Rashi. So I'm not sure exactly how the Rambam learns the Gemara Metzia. We have no clue. So I don't know if we can ask the Kasha, we can't ask the Kasha. But certainly, you know, Lefnim Mishur Sadin, what did Rambam think? Lefnim Mishur Sadin is also Raftalach Kamoicha, it's something else, what is it? Because the Mordechai called Raftalach Kamoicha, Lefnim Mishur Sadin, you know. The Rambam himself, Mordechai, is a little bit odd, but okay, but say that I'm not getting involved. So Ramban says, V'gam kol ha'om, ha'makomo yovu b'sholim, k'mo shehi's here, v'odato lehem zu beis chayeim. U'piyushu, Shelyundu umnois yichyu. The grammar here is a disaster, okay? The word mimeno, okay, which you find in the Tfus, is not in the Kisriyad. So, you know, there's something missing over here. It could be, we'll see, it could be sheyichyu mimeno, or viyichyu mimeno, something like that, but something's missing here. Or maybe something more is missing. But the words grammatically just don't gel together. Upiusha yumadu umnois yichyu. So they added fusam imeno. Maybe they found the ksav yad and something like that. I don't know. The ksav yad doesn't say that. Ki bo gamkein yismato agzeles ladinim me'ein mish yovizu b'cheshbon ha-mitzvos. So the Pashtus is
that the Ascholo is on the Limud, not in this Askus, in the Umnus Asma. Okay? But that's a little strange. Okay? Because L'chez Lo Poshe, someone who learns Umnus and doesn't practice it, and doesn't do anything with it, L'cheira, he's just as prone to do to gzela and dinim, unless you say it's the chpas b'salai, he can always get a job. I don't know, it's a little bit odd, the whole, you know, makes a cheshman, it's a pashtus, it's everything. So, see, if it's a vav, so then it basically says it. V'yichyu mimena, and v'yichyu mimena means he'll learn the umnus and practice it, okay? But if it's she'yichyu mimena, we have no clue of what he's supposed to do. But l'chel you'd assume he has to practice also. And pash to Rashi b'mitziya, lumoy umnus. Rashi is beis chayeim lumor umnus lehispalnes boy. What if it's mitzvah's kavona? Then he's learning. He's supposed to mechavim. L'chayim means that he learns the umnus and he uses it. L'chayim. That's what I would say. I mean, the Rambam, and the Chodesh really good learns the Rambam, because the Rambam learns like this. The Rambam learns the Kol Teiru She'eni Molocho. Seifu malastem es abriyes. Okay? That's what I'm in Perigimel, so you read Perigimel of Kosos Tamatel Aloch Ayud. V'od Sivyomu, Ahov es hamalocho, Usnei es rabonus, V'chol teiru she'elim malocho, Seifu b'teilu gris ovoi, V'seif odom ze she'ehei malastem es abriyes. We didn't talk about learning it all. Okay? So the truth is, the whole discussion of Malasim as Abriyes is the Gemara in Kedush and Dachnama and the Beis, and it's talking about that's the reason why you teach your son Umnus, that you should be Malasim as Abriyes. So the Gain in Shulchan Aruch, when he wants to say, in Rashi, the Umnus, Shetichye boy, im Isha, Makish Umnus li Isha. Him or Isha? Ho'omo kan Isha mamish, he kishem shematziru shechayi bon nasiyo Isha, kachayi is to learn umnus. So l'cheira, you can't be mechandish a mitzvah to a hekish in a posik which is divrei Kabbalah. So, you know, you wouldn't want to say that. And that's the best you can do. So when Rashi says that it's Rashi in Ksuvus, Ksuvus Heimanav, the Tanz Bemanashia, Meshatchas the Tinoikis, the Aris, Beshavis, the Alatinoik, Lalam de Sefer, Ulam de Umnis. Rashi says, Lalam de Umnis Mitzvahu, Tichsib Re'ei Chaim Imoisha, Ashe Ohafto. Limur umnis, lamod umnis, shetichya hemeno, im atayr v'amirikdush she'oviv chay v'lam de umnis. Okay, and the makor is this hekish. Okay, but the hekish you can't be machadish. Rash is the mitzvah. Rash doesn't mean it's a mitzvah minyan l'chayr, because a hekish in a pasuk in Koheles you can't be machadish a mitzvah l'chayr. Chayisman. So the Chagashi means the Dvar Mitzvah. And also you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Chet Shemayim Muta, on Shin Vav, Siv Vav, in Or Chayim, Kegoyin Cheshboin Shem Mitzvah, Olipsot Stoka, Okei Chet Zhirav, Neshalei Chatinoik, Ule Oreis Lumot Seifo Umnus. So the Mogen Avom, the Mishnah Brura, Oy Umnus, Tehu Nani Eisek B'Mitzvah. The Imelo Umnis Isaac Begezel. It's a chiddush that's called Isaac B'mitzvah, whatever it is, but that's enough of a mitzvah to call Chesed Shemayim. But it's not mean a mitzvah in a minyan. There's no raya that there's a machlokes here in the Ramban, correct? And even though the Rishonim that say that it's a mitzvah
from the pasuk Vodat Lehem, there are Rishonim that quote the pasuk Vodat Lehem and they say it's a mitzvah. You know, just exactly we wouldn't want it to happen.
You find it in the Rabban, the whole discussion Machlig and Erev Shabbos for Schera. So, and he says the Chol Shemachlig B'Schera Hu Machlig V'Hu Dvar Mitzvah. Kriyamino and Vodat Lehem Zu Beis Chayeim Umnis Sheyich Yeboi Es Hader Zu Gimel Chasodim Yerchu Bo Zu Gimel. When a makish umnis le'elu shmamro de mitzvahu, it's not just like bikachol and everything else. The kasha v'chim shuki mitzvah chal Shabbos. That's the Rabban's kasha. Rabbi also does the same type of thing. Fisher by the time lahafik the mash nogel lahafik b'schoira afil erev Shabbos. Rabbi on chelik aleph sim kufsali ches. The Rabban is in. And the Shalat Shuvah tchilas the same as Simon Samoch. Opirsha ben Atam the Mashenogel Afli Besvino the Schera fil Erev Shabbos Dishun the whole Schera Shalonu Dvar Mitzvah Chashvin Lehu. Can we pray Kamo the Kedushim Inayin Shechay Vlumoy Odom Lebnoi Olam Nabon Umnois Tichsi Brei Chayin Yom Isha. Okay. So the same thing, you know. So it's all, but Lechayin, I don't know if you're going to make it into a mitzvah. And Derech Agav, the Ram does an amazing thing. You know, if you were replacing this inyan of not limud omnois, of Teira, called Teira Sheni Imlocha, Sefer B'Teira, okay, you would say that's what Talmud Teira is all about, or whatever it is. The Rambam puts it in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel is the Perek of Keset Teira. It's a posh, it's the Perek of Son who says that he wants to be clean the Keset Teira. And in that Perek, the Rambam says, Kol Teira She'enim HaMalacha is Soif B'Teira, Soif M'Lasim Ezabriyas. So L'Cheira, the Rambam is Lav B'Davka, that's a Din Davka in Keset Teira. The Rambam says, even in Keset Teira, it's also called Teira She'enim HaMalacha, Soif B'Teira. So, all I just want to tell you, all these discussions back and forth about mitzvahs, the Rabban, Raviyah, and you see the Tashbetz in Ovis, on Oivis HaMalacha, he quotes also Vodat Lehem. But there's no one of all the Monei mitzvahs that quotes Limud Umnois as a mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Everyone's very saying it's a Dvar mitzvah, so it's not a problem of Chilul. So it's not a problem of Chafasech or Chafasech Shemayim, but. So L'Cheira, whatever it is that's what the Ramban's proving, that from Atzas Bilum, you're not Mechadish a Mitzvah. Okay? Derech Agav, you don't find anyone who's Moinah Rabbi Yishmoel of Hanigbe Minik Derech Eretz. Okay? I think of Pshat's Poshet. Because I think this comes back to Ramban. Okay. Is that a Sipu Dvorim? V'chalta v'savoti shomu lachem? V'chalta v'savoto is ta'atzivu, the whole, it's a Sipu Dvorim that if you're going to come to Seva, you should be very careful that you shouldn't come, and if you come to Boi Bakodesh Baruch Hu, what's going to happen, okay? So, you can't L'Cheira, in the Ramban's Klal, this is a classic application, on Ramban's Klal, that you can't be Mechadesh HaMitzvah when Pshuto HaMikra goes the opposite. Sie gesehen, Droscher, das macht der Baumel, wie schmal Heinig bei mir nicht der Chetz. But you can't say it's Chamitza. In Minion. Just another short point, okay? Rashi, that's Rashi in Bometzia. Rashi in Bobakamo says, Beis Chayeim is Talmud Torah. Which is Mamash Apella. Because the Mechilta L'Cheira is Mefuish not like Rashi in Bobakamo. Because the Mechilta says, has at the beginning a drosha about Talmud Torah, and then quotes Beis Chayeim. So Beis Chayeim can't be Talmud Torah, because it's two separate things in the Mechilta. Mechilta, that's where it goes. For that lem is a derech yelchobo ze Talmud Torah. Ves a maise yasun, ze maise tei. Devi Yeshua. Rebbe Eliez, Rebbe Loza, Amudoy, Rebbe Vodat lehem, Choydu lehem Beis Chayeim. He says Talmud Torah is that, and they're disagreeing, so it can't be. That's what Rashi Boba Kama says. So you have to come to grips with the thing, with the Mechilta. Unless you want to say Rashi doesn't mean that it's Talmud Torah, real Talmud, Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah, but it means Beis Medrash. And the MS is L'chayu that's shot in Yireim anyway. Because the Yireim in Sefer Yireim in Simen Kufnun Gimel, Kufnun Dalet, Ve'aminibob Metziya, Be'el Metziya is Toni, Rav Yosef, Vodat Lehem Zichayeyem, Pirish Beis Medrash, Beis HaMedrash. And the Mashal goes about to explain why he does that. But he, Mufuish, says that it's Beis Medrash.
What does Beis Medrash mean?
That's the question, what it means, okay? So the Mashal says, Avo, Beperek HaGoizel Kama, Pirush Rash, Vadat Lehem, Nami Tam Tam Tera, Vizui Beis Chayim, Ayin Shom Kihi Chayecho, V'yef Shehu Tovanoisef Areisha Dekro, Vizui Beis Chayim Mashma Dehaino Lekvoy Lehem Bote Midroshes L'Talmud Torah. So the Ramah Shor is ready to say that's Pshat and Rashi. Now I found something, but it's a little bit, it's the same type of thing, but a little bit, there's a Seichel Teiv. In on the Pesuk in Yisro, Vadat Lehem Ze Beis Chayim, Hodiyom Zmanim Sheyechu Lebote Knesiyos Lebote Midrashos Ulaharis Pnei Es Hashem B'Mokom Hashiyivcha V'Zeich Ledovo Gam Chasida B'Hashemayim Yodu Moadero. It's the various times the one that's miyuchad lidovek b'kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what Beis Chayim means. Okay, b'seida. You know, you tell a Beis Medrash whatever you want. Talmud Torah is also a way to be dovek b'kodesh Baruch Hu. The question is, what does it all mean? Okay, but he's not limited. You see, the Yireim is a Beis Medrash. The Seichel Torah is about the Knesiyos, is about the Midrashos. Okay. Now, let's move on. I just wanted to show you that, you know, whatever you want, you know, it's very clear in Chazal that Umnus has a very important place. And that Kilu is Oising Dvar Mitzvah to Rebbe Makir at Talmido, but Umnus, the Gemara Makis, and the Gila, whatever, you know, it's very clear that there's a Dvar Mitzvah over here. Okay? You know, and to deny that is just, you know, I don't know. That's what Chazal says. Okay? Now, the Rambam said, it shows us, V'chein mei brochis, v'chol yorim, v'nichom aveilim, v'biko chilim, v'kfu es meisim, v'abosh salumim. So, and he's masik,
on Kluas Mason. Okay? Which you want to talk about. And Shosh Beis, he says that Kluas Mason is B'chal the Drosh in the Mabam Metzir. That's where he learns the Halach of the Deris. And that's why the Halach of the Deris is mine. And he says, no, it's a Drabonim, correct? And no, it really is. Rambam says, no. It's B'chal V'Aftarach HaKamoich. It's a Drabonim, but it's B'chal V'Aftarach HaKamoich. That's what happens here, correct? So comes Rambam, V'ani Tomeya. Lomo Hiski Hogav. Bechlau Chuvosoi Kvuas Mesim. Ki Kvuas Mesim Bivadai Yeshbo Mitzase. Tichsib Kikovo Tikbuena Bayamahu. Vizu Mitzase. Doshua Bisifri Umona Rav. Okay? So he says, what does the Rambam want? He himself counts it as a mitzvah. Okay? So a priori, when you look at it like this, it's what they call in Yiddish an eyes in the kasha. You know, you like Mamashi took the Rambam, you know, what does the Rambam want? Okay? But when you think about it, I have no clue what the Rambam wants. Okay? Because the Rambam is coming here to be masik on the Halachos and Deiros. So you don't ask what the Rambam is moina. You ask what the Halachos and Deiros is moina. L'cheira. That l'cheira is what the issue is. That the Rambam is dealing with. And the Maisa, you will not even find in Halachos and Deiros the mitzvah of Kavura even by Halachos and Deiros. He doesn't quote it b'chlau. He has a minion of Elu Shehem B'Mises Bezdin. Each one, each of the Dal Mises Bezdin is Mitzis Kuvasei. See, he has all the different Chiyuvim Averis Shechayim Mises Bezdin. But that's the Mitzis is not Mises Bezdin, you understand yourself. The Mitzvah is those, he has in the Ascholas, okay, in the Ascholas, he has Elu, Shebe, Niskolim, and Elu, Nechnokim, and Elu, whatever, you know, Niskol, whatever, okay, correct? And when you get to the Parshas, he has the Parsha of Sanhedrin, Vedini, and the Foshes. So, Chari, you would say, the chelik of that parsha is lalo gamuchui misa v'lekvoisay. And that's his mention, okay? And then, so, you know, you'd want certainly the Baal Lachim does have a mitzvah of Kruis Mason, okay? So you can say it's part of the Hedrin, you can say that this Kruis Mason over here, that's what it means. That's what you get the impression Rabban's trying to say. But L'chir is mad because the Rabban himself is the one that says that the Baal Lachim does, he doesn't count them all, but everything is B'chal V'lachta B'drocha, and the Rabban says everything is B'chal. And one of the things that the Baal Lachas goes quotes in the middle of that list is Kfuris Mason. So how can he in one hand say that the Pshat in everything that the Rambam is quoting in that drosha is V'achter Lach Kamoicha, he says V'achter Lach Kamoicha. Like the Rambam, okay? But he says the Bahag never meant to count it as many mitzvahs. And so he meant to count the mitzvahs, or the Bahag meant to count as on the Blach and Medrocha. And in the middle of the list of all these mitzvahs, he counts Kfuris Mason. So L'chor Kfuris Mason is the Gemara in Seita, and that's Kfuris Mason. So how can you hit the Rambam as saying you also count it as a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about Hu Gibez, and we'll see what he's talking about. But he's not talking about the Gemara and Seita. Rabban's Mamash Apella. You know, when you look at the Kasha first, it says, wow. But then you think about it, I don't get it. Because he says, Lelechet Bedrocho, Lahal B'Sharuim, Likbo Mesim, Lenachim Abelim. So, you know, if Likbo Mesim would be the end of the list, okay, you can say it's something else. But he says, Lelechet Bedrocho, and he learns the Pshat and the Bahag, is Lelechet Bedrocho, that all these are not seven mitzvahs, but everything Lelechet Bedrocho. So what do you want from the Rambam? The only thing that I'm counting them as separate mitzvahs, okay? But then, if the Bahag says it's not a separate mitzvah, the Balog is only meant to say it's Lach B'drochov, so what happens in mitzvah of Tfura, according to Ramban? So he's going to say that it's part of the mitzvah and Hedgen Din and the Foshes. So, you know, so I don't get what he wants. The issue is everything mentioned in mitzvah B'bob Mitzvah is a separate mitzvah or not? But that's not the issue of Ramban. So I don't get what Ramban wants. Vani tamea lo mehiskei rab b'chal teshuvosek fuzmezik bavade yesh mitzasei disim kovok tereda b'yomaru zu mitzasei tashu b'sifri u bonu arav u'kvar hevi arav zal ma shedoshu min anitle l'shar mesim. So he's learning that Kiel Baaloch is in the middle of this list when he's saying they're not separate mitzvahs, and it's part of in the middle of this, he's quoting the mitzvah of Kruz Mason. That's what he's doing. That's what he says. Yeah, and that's what he learns. All right. V'im Hashem hikbet al-rav al-ba'al v'nei sh'om ha'kfuz meisim. Not about the context, but he writes Kruz Mason. L'om ha'kfuz meiso. So he's learning, and that's not for us now, he's learning the Pshat. The reason the mitzvah asay kfur is a deicha. That's what he says. Okay? But that's not your issue. Okay? But I just don't get how in the middle of the list you say the pshat is that it's v'lach in the bahag. You say it's not halach the mitrochav. You say it's v'lach. Let's say it. Okay. But that's what he says. Our balach is the day so tzil a mitzvah so elu v'lach to bedrochov. She mitzvah say b'emes. Cause the lechet drochov lahav b'sharumim v'likvo meisim anachem avelim v'likvo meisim u mitzvah achas heim. Ramban, that's the words of Ramban. V'zumi mash oma v'gmo seita and he says, Oma, Rebbe Chamo, Rebbe Chanino, my dichsi vacher shem lekecha teilechu v'chiyev shel lodom leches acha kodesh bochu el ma kodesh bochu ma mishrumim afato hal besharumim ma kodesh bochu vacher choylim afato vacher choylim ma kodesh bochu koy b'meisim afato tik b'meisim ma kodesh bochu menachem aveilim afato tenachem aveilim mikan hotzi oisom umona mitzvah. But what's koy b'meisim? That's malach b'drocha. Just take Ramban himself. No. Someone's got bohoy for Chaglov over here. So I just don't get it. Okay. So we have all the cash. We don't know. Let me go on. Okay. What I want to go on now
is let's assume that the Ramban, what he says, and let's try to understand what the Rambam and what the Ramban is. But, you know, I just don't understand the Kasha. Okay? I don't get it. Okay. Next. Let's just see, let's take it for face value. What is he asking on the Rambam? He says that the Rambam is also meine the mitzvahs kavura, but meaning our mitzvahs, and why is he chelel the bahag? And the Rambam's mitzvahs kavura is lav dafka halachi bezdin, but it's also shal mason. And it's also mafurish b'talmud that shal mason, the alfil and shal mason may alugi bezin the gabed alav, and he says who adin the asay if you look at the Ramban, that's what he's saying, they shouldn't machal. And then the Ramban says v'im toy m'shem hikvid, maybe it's the difference between meso and stam mes. And he says that stam mes, what you see that mes mitzvah is because the mitzvah kavur is doicha, and that's what's going on. This to me is very odd. Is the issue between the Ramban and the Rambam how to define what the mitzvah kavur is? And he's having polemics that not the mitzvah kavur is not only, it's not only to be kaveh may say halugi bezdin, but it's also your meis and shah meisim. That's what they're having polemics about. L'choy, that's what it seems, correct? Well, let me ask you something. When the Ramban writes that so unsafe on me, what's his purpose over here? He's out to dissect the Rambam, and every time he looks at a nusach ha-mitzvah and see whether he agrees with this nusach or doesn't agree with this nusach? Or his interest is that the minyan mitzvah bahag to be the fortress for the bastion to protect the bahag. Okay? So, the issue, what is the Rambam being masik on the bahag? Is it about nusach ha-mitzvah? Or the Rambam is being masik about the minyan mitzvah? He's saying what he says is the Raisa, I say it's the Rabban. And the Rabban's whole argument is about what is subsumed under the mitzvah's kvur, which is also, it's over Shalom Minataina. You don't find, you know, that's not the Rabban's place. Not to discuss what the mitzvah is. The truth is, you know, in Tefillah, he says, you know something? I hold there's not minyan mitzvahs. But if you'd be ready to accept it, maybe you should say it's a different nusach, okay? But the Maisi knocks it out. But that's not what his whole asogi is. The whole Ramban is about knocking out mitzvahs. And this whole issue is just about what is mitzvahs for. And the truth is really relevant. Because whatever that is, the Bahag then is mentioning it. And if the Bahag is mentioned, you have no problem. So, you know, so what's the issue? He's finished. If what the Bahag says is against what he said before, it's not referring to Moisaita. But he's told Mrs. Kvors, whatever it is, that's what it is. What does he have to, what's he fighting about? You know, unless he says that the Ramban, Rambam really should have said that it's a Mrs. Kvur, and he would have accepted, he would have agreed with me. But since it says Kvur is Mesim, and Kvur is Mesim not a mitzvah, so it must be the Gemara Seita. But that's what he's doing, really, okay? Okay. That's very odd. But that's what's happening. He's saying
that, you know, the reason why the Rambam did what he did, because he said Kfuas Meisim, so Kfuas Meisim cannot be the Mitzvah Kfuah in general, because the Mitzvah Kfuah is Dachar Ugi Bezdin, or whatever, and since it says Meisim, so it must be referring to the Gemara Tzaita, so a Mela, or not the Gemara Tzaita, it's after Achamoicha, and the Gemara Mitzvah and Shalom Aisa. That's what he's trying to do. It's a very odd argument. He's trying to prove, he's using it, you see, it's not really, he's trying to be massing on the Rambam's definition of the mitzvah. He says, but the Rambam's definition of the mitzvah might have misled him to misinterpret the Bahag. But that's also zany, because he himself doesn't learn that shot. Okay? I think that's the best I can do. You have to assume maybe what he's doing, maybe, you know, the best that I can do here, I don't want to leave the Ramban, you know, like, you know, maybe the best that you can be doing is, even if you're ready to say, let's do it like this, even if you're ready to say that the Pshat and the Bahaloch, this is not the way he learns, not the way the Ramban learns, the Lech B'drocho, everything in the Lech B'drocho, but the separate mitzvahs. Okay, the separate mitzvahs. Okay, and it's not the Gemara Tzaita. Okay, but it's more of a Metziah. Let's take the Rambam the way he learns it. The Rambam says other than the Bahag that it's the Gemara Tzaita. Okay, correct. But the Rambam learns it's more of a Metziah. So he says, if you want to take, even if I accept what you say, that the Rambam is attacking the Baaloch Lilis with the Rabbonans. For Bika Chilim, okay, the Rabbonans and Gimel Chassadim or whatever, okay, but Kfuas Meisim, if you're looking at it as a separate mitzvah, and you disagree with my approach to Gemara Tzaita, which is what you're doing, once you do that, then you can take account as a separate mitzvah, it's not a Rabbonan. That's that L'chayr is the Pshat and Bahag. Even though it sounds strange, but L'chayr, that's what Ramban's trying to do. Ramban says, Manashach, if you accept me, okay, then I say the Bahag is only one mitzvah. But the Ram is fighting with the one mitzvah that it's many mitzvahs. And he says he's counting the Rabbonans, and he hits the Baalos and Dervis, he's counting the Rabbonon of Kfuas Meisim. Okay? He says, V'zei Rabbeisai, and the Makor is Mavu Metziah. So, I'll tell you that Kfuas Meisim is a separate, and each one is a separate mitzvah. So Kfuas Meisim, if it's a separate mitzvah, it's a Deraisa. In other words, he said, you don't interpret like me. That's what he's doing. Okay? It's not that you take the Bab, it's not that you can't ask the Rambam and obey, because it's a different ploy. He says, what do I think of Shana the Bahag is this? But the Rambam doesn't learn like that. And the Rambam, the way he learns the Bahag, I could ask him, you know, and the reason why he doesn't learn the Bahag, the way, in other words, I can accept, if you're ready to accept the separate mitzvahs, I'm ready to accept that everything else is the Rabbonim. But to say the Kfuas Meisim is the Rabbonim, I'm not ready to accept. And that's the issue. And he says the reason why the Rambam does it is because the Rambam learns Kfuas Meisim. If that's the reason, that's not what the mitzvah is all about. Okay? That's why it's not a polemic about what the mitzvah is. He's not having polemics with the Rambam about what the definition of mitzvah is. But because of the Rambam's interpretation of mitzvah, he's forced to interpret the Bahag the way he does. That's what he's asking. Okay? You say that? Okay. Now we get started. The Rambam, if you open up the Rambam in the Protea Mitzvahs and the Minyan HaKotzer, it's very clear that the mitzvah, the Aseh and the Lois Aseh, is an Ugi Bezdin. And the Rambam in what the Ramban is being masig on is the strange lashon of the Rambam in Mishneh Torah in Hilchos Sanhedrin page Tezvav Aloches in Mitzvah Say Likvo Es Kalu Kol Halugi Bezdin B'Yoyim Ariga Shnei Mekikovet Tikmerav Yom Ahu. And then he goes, that's the essay, right? The essay is Halugi Bezdin. And then he flips and talks about the Lav Halugi Bezdin B'Lvar El Kol HaMeilin Es Meisai. He flips, he talks low, and he always talks about Loisa. That's the Ramban is. Who I didn't I say? You can't be Machalik. However, the Ram in Hilchos Ovil seems to say that even the Asay applies to Meso. In two places. First of all, in Perek Yudbeis in Hilchos Ovil, Halacha Aleph. Avun Siva Shalo Yikpo Ein Shemen Loi Shakfura Mitzvah Shneem Maki Kovetik Pleno. And also, you look at the beginning of Hilchos Ovil, where the Rambam clearly says that the reason why he put the Hilchos Avelos in Sefer Shoftim is because this Sefer is Me'ein Akvura Shehi Mitzaseh, and he's talking Hilchos Avel, and he's talking about Tumas Mes. So that also leads you to think that the Mitzaseh does apply to Shakurim. So Rambam, when you look at the Rambam, you're very, very confused. And what I want to do, I'm not sure if I'll have a chance to finish it tonight, is to have some order over here in Rambam. The truth is, in the Lois Sasei, Mina Mitzis, it's very clear that it's only talking about Halugi Bezdin, just the opposite of Mishneh Torah. By Mitzis Samach Vav, he says, Hilnu Me'azoiv, O Melaniach HaTolui, Al Eitzay, to leave the person who's Nitla on the Etz, Kedei Shalo Yichadesh, or something. I think there's a better translation I have later. One second, here it is. This way, Kapo translated. Some of both. Okay. So the whole thing is Halugi Bezdin. And the question, what happened to Mr. Taylor? What's going on? And the strangest thing, when it comes to the mitzvah, say, by mitzvah, Reish Laman Aleph, he should be born Likbo Halugi Bezdin, Biyom Shihogu, Vuhu Omo Yisale Kikobo Tikber Vuhu, Vuhosh Sifri Kobo Tikber Mitzvah, say, Vuhu Adin Bashan Shah Mason, Koimishik Vok Homes Misa Biyom Mase. So it means it's everyone. It's not every Meso. Lachin Yiko Hames. She'ein mishis asik kfulasei meis mitzvah. Kloima meis she mitzvah kolal mekorvroi. Lo omu yisal lekova tikburenu. So that's absolutely unbelievable. You know, what does the Rambam want? Now, but besides everything else, one of the questions I ask, you see, the same way I asked you at the beginning, what is the agenda of the Ramban when he's writing Sefer Mitzvos? It's to be the bastion, you know, of the Bahag, okay? And what's the Rambam trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you dinim of Meis Mitzvah. The Rambam's not trying to tell you dinim. The Rambam's in Shemini HaMitzvos. At the best, he's interested in the Nusach HaMitzvah. But he's interested in Minyan HaMitzvahs, correct? So what does he have to tell you?
this whole, what does he want with this whole discussion? Besides that it's schwer, you know, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah, you know, the Ahugi Bezdin, or is it the Mesa or Shal Mason? But what does he want? What does he need this for? However, it's very clear that the Rambam quotes in Pratei HaMitzvos and Min HaKotzer Likpo HaNeharag Nemitzasei Likpo Reish Lamed Aleph Likpo HaNeharag B'Yoymoy Shneim Matikol B'Tikber Merum. It's very clear in Min HaKotzer it's only Harugi Bezdin, and when it gets to the Loisaseh it's also he only sold them. Shelo yoru not sold about eights. Shenem alei sold nivlos al eights. Very clear. In the Pratei HaMitzvos, there's no zecher of mitzvah, of krivov, of a kfuas krivov, heine mitzvah say, heine mitzvah loisase. In Reish Hilchos Sanhedrin, he writes, the mitzvah say, by Rugi,